All right, so today we're diving deep into AI that can actually create things.
Oh, yeah.
Not just analyze data like we've seen before, but generate new content.
Right.
We're talking generative AI or Gen AI, and it's really shaking things up, especially for businesses.
I think what's so interesting is that Gen AI is really becoming a practical tool.
Yeah.
You know, it's moving beyond science fiction.
Right.
Businesses are using it to write marketing copy,
Oh, wow.
generate code,
Okay.
create these personalized customer experiences that everyone's talking about.
Okay, so instead of me like hiring a whole team of writers,
Yeah.
I could just have AI write a unique email to
Exactly.
each customer based on what they've bought before.
Exactly.
That's wild.
It is wild, but to really grasp the power of Gen AI in business,
Yeah.
we need to kind of break down the components that make it work.
Okay.
We're talking LLMs, ARGI, and vector databases.
Okay.
These elements all work together to create this really smart content ecosystem.
LLMs are ghee.
Yeah.
It sounds a bit like alphabet soup to me.
It does.
Let's break it down.
Sure.
What exactly are these LLMs?
LLMs are large language models. Think of them as the brains behind a lot of this Gen AI magic.
Okay.
They're trained on mountains of text data
Wow.
and learn to understand and generate human-like language.
So like a supercharged version of predictive text on my phone,
Yes.
but it's read basically everything ever written.
Pretty much,
Okay.
yeah. But traditional LLMs do have a catch.
Bravo.
They can't tap into real-time information,
Cool.
and they need constant extensive retraining to stay current.
Okay.
So imagine a company changes its return policy.
Right.
The LLM wouldn't know unless it was retrained on that new information.
So it's like having a brilliant assistant who's stuck in last week's news.
Exactly.
Not very helpful.
Not helpful at all.
So how do we fix that?
That's where ORGI steps in,
Wow.
retrieval augmented generation,
Okay.
and it gives those LLMs a live feed of information.
Okay.
It pulls in the freshest data from all sorts of sources on demand.
So Array is like giving our AI assistant a
Yeah.
high-speed internet connection.
Yeah, you got it.
They can finally keep up with the latest updates.
Exactly.
Our source material actually mentioned a scientist using RG to analyze huge data sets and get real-time insights. I can only imagine what that could do for research and decision-making.
Oh, absolutely.
Huge.
Think about customer service.
Okay.
With RAG, AI can answer questions about the newest products
Right.
or company policies, even if that information was just updated minutes ago.
Okay, now that's a customer service experience I can get behind.
Exactly.
But if a RAG is pulling in all this information,
Yeah.
how does it make sense of it all?
Right.
Where does it store this data so the AI can actually use it?
That is where vector databases come in.
Vector databases.
Yes, and they're key to organizing and accessing all this information in a way that makes sense for AI.
Okay.
So imagine searching for the best pizza place nearby
Okay.
instead of just finding places with pizza in their name. The database understands the concept of what makes a pizza place good based on reviews, location price, you name it.
Wait, so it's not just matching keywords.
Yeah.
It's actually understanding the meaning behind them.
It's understanding the meaning.
That's next level searching.
It is
Not
next
gonna lie.
level. Vector databases store information as embedding, which are
Embeddings.
like numerical representations of data that capture the meaning and relationships between different pieces of information.
So it's like translating all this complex information into a language the AI can understand and use.
Exactly.
I'm starting to see how this all fits together. Ari finds the data. Vector databases make it AI friendly.
Yes.
And the LLMs use it to create something amazing. But
Exactly.
how do these vector databases actually work?
Right.
I mean, how do you turn information into numbers that capture meaning?
It's a fascinating process, and it involves some pretty complex math. Think of it this way. Imagine each word or concept as a point in space.
Okay.
Vector databases represent these points as coordinates, like a map.
Okay. The closer 2 points are, the more similar their meaning.
Okay, so pizza and calzone would be pretty close together on this map,
Yes.
while pizza and spaceship would be way out in different galaxies.
Exactly.
Okay.
Got it.
Gotcha.
This lets the AI understand relationships between concepts, not just individual words,
Okay.
but not all vector databases are created equal.
Right.
Shapelets, VectorDB, for example, takes this concept to a whole new level.
Shapelet's VectorDB.
Yeah.
Our notes mention it's a bit of a game changer in the world of vector databases.
It is.
What makes it stand out from the crowd?
Well, for starters, it's incredibly efficient.
Okay.
Shapelet's VectorDB is built to handle massive amounts of data
Oh.
with lightning-fast ingestion indexing and retrieval speeds.
Wow.
It's like a super-powered librarian for the AI world.
Okay.
Finding exactly what you need in this vast library of information instantly.
So if I'm running a business with terabytes of customer data, product information, market research, and who knows what else.
Shapelet's VectorDB can help me make sense of it all.
Absolutely.
And actually use it to make better decisions.
Exactly. And it gets even better.
Okay.
Shapelet's VectorDB is super versatile.
Yeah.
It can support any vector dimensionality and work with any LLM.
Oh, wow.
It's like the universal translator for AI information retrieval.
So no matter what kind of AI I'm using or how complex my data is,
yeah,
Shapelet's VectorDB can handle it.
It can handle it.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
But all this technical stuff is great, but what does it actually mean for businesses?
Right.
What are some real-world examples of how this technology is being applied?
One of the most common applications is content creation.
Content creation.
We're talking marketing materials,
yeah,
social media posts, even writing entire articles or website copy.
Okay.
Gen AI powered by RAG and vector databases like Shapelet's VectorDB. It can do it all, and it can do it tailored to specific audiences.
So instead of a marketing team spending weeks brainstorming a campaign,
right,
they can just feed some basic info to an AI and let it generate a whole suite of targeted content.
That's exactly.
Sign me up.
And that's just scratching the surface. Right. Gen AI is also revolutionizing customer service.
Okay.
Imagine having an AI chatbot,
okay,
that can answer any customer question instantly 24/7,
right,
with access to the very latest company information.
Yeah.
No more waiting on hold, no more frustratingly vague answers.
Yeah, that's customer service I can get behind.
I know, right?
But it sounds like we're moving towards a world where AI is doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to all the humans in this equation?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
But I see Gen AI as an augmentation of human capabilities, not a replacement.
Okay.
While some tasks may become automated,
right,
Gen AI will also create new opportunities and roles that we can't even fathom yet.
Okay.
Think about it. Who designs, implements, and maintains these complex AI systems?
Yeah, good point.
Humans do.
So it's less about AI taking over and more about humans and AI working together to achieve things that were previously impossible.
Exactly.
That's a much more optimistic outlook.
Yeah, I think so.
But even with all these advantages, there must be some challenges or limitations.
Sure.
What are some of the things businesses need to be aware of as they venture into the world of Gen AI?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is data quality.
Oh, okay.
The output of any AI system is only as good as the data it's trained on.
Right.
Businesses need to make sure their data is accurate, up to date, and relevant to the tasks they want the AI to perform.
So it's like feeding a gourmet chef nothing but expired ingredients.
Exactly.
You can't expect a Michelin star meal from that.
You can't.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Right? Yeah, garbage in, garbage out.
And it's not just about the data itself.
Right.
But also how it's structured and organized.
Exactly.
This is where vector databases like Shapelet's VectorDB,
yes,
really shine.
They really do.
Helping businesses make sense of their data and prepare it for use in AI applications.
Absolutely.
But we also have to consider the human element.
Right.
How do we ensure that Gen AI is used ethically?
Yeah.
And that it benefits everyone, not just a select few.
That's a crucial point.
Yeah.
I think transparency is key.
Okay.
Businesses need to be open about how they're using Gen AI.
Right.
And make sure that these systems are designed and implemented in a way that's fair, unbiased, and accountable.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
No.
But about the people behind it and the choices they make.
It's about the people.
Sounds like we need a whole new set of guidelines and best practices for the age of Gen AI.
I think we do, and these conversations are already happening.
Oh, good.
Organizations around the world are working to develop ethical frameworks and guidelines for responsible AI development and deployment.
Okay, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're moving in the right direction.
I think so.
But there's still a lot to figure out.
Yeah, definitely.
What does the future hold for Gen AI? Any predictions about where this technology is headed?
Well, for one, I think we'll see Gen AI become even more integrated into our everyday lives.
Okay.
Imagine a world where your AI assistant can not only schedule your meetings, but also write your emails, generate presentations, even compose music or create art based on your preferences.
That sounds amazing and a little bit scary at the same time.
It is a little bit of both.
Will we even need to learn any skills anymore if AI can do it all for us?
I don't think it's about AI replacing human skills.
Okay.
But rather about enhancing them.
Okay.
Gen AI can handle the repetitive, mundane tasks.
Yeah.
Freeing us up to focus on things that require creativity, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence.
So it's about finding the right balance.
Yes.
Leveraging the power of AI while still nurturing our own uniquely human abilities.
I think that that's exactly it. And I think that's the key takeaway from our deep dive into the world of Gen AI.
Yeah.
This technology has the potential to revolutionize the way we live and work. But it's up to us to use it wisely and responsibly.
Well said.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for guiding us through this fascinating exploration of Gen AI.
You're welcome.
I feel like I've learned a ton, and I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Me too.
It's been my pleasure.
It's been fun.
To our listeners, thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll be back soon with another fascinating topic, so stay tuned.